Hello, friends, and welcome back to Future of UX. I want to start this episode with a little disclaimer because right now you are not hearing me, Patricia, but the AI version of myself. I cloned my voice and let an AI create this intro and examples. The AI version is taking over the first part of this episode and the real Patricia the second part with the real insights and tips. But yes, no, it's my time, so let me introduce myself. I am AI Patricia and welcome everyone to the Future of UX, your podcast where we dive into all things design, technology, and innovation. I'm Patricia, your host, and today's episode is going to be an exciting one. We're going to chat about how voice-controlled interfaces are about to shake things up in the world of UX design and the innovation process, and we will have a look at a few examples where audio interfaces or voice-controlled devices make a lot of sense. So grab your headphones, sit back, and let's dive right in. We will start with some examples before I am sharing four topics that need to be considered when designing voice-controlled interfaces. Let's start with the examples. Now picture this. You're sitting in your living room trying to multitask like a boss, and your hands are tied up. Literally, you're juggling a coffee mug, a bag of chips, and a cute furry friend on your lap. How on earth are you going to interact with your devices? That's where voice-controlled interfaces swoop in to save the day. Imagine this scenario. You're cooking up a storm in the kitchen, and your hands are covered in flour. You need to set a timer, adjust the oven temperature, and maybe even find a recipe for a delightful dessert. Instead of frantically wiping your hands on your apron and smudging your smartphone screen, you simply command your AI assistant with your voice, and voila, the tasks are done, and your culinary masterpiece is saved. But it's not just about convenience and avoiding messy situations. Voice-controlled interfaces bring a whole new level of user experience to the table. They give you that natural, human-like interaction with your devices. It's like having a friendly, tech-savvy companion by your side, responding to your every command and understanding your every nuance. It's like having your very own personal assistant, but without the coffee runs. Picture this. You're in your car, cruising down the highway, and suddenly you remember an important task you need to complete. Instead of fumbling around with buttons and risking a not-so-pleasant encounter with a lamppost, you simply talk to your smart car's voice-controlled interface. It understands your request, sends that email, sets up that meeting, and even tells you a joke to keep you entertained on your journey. Now, it's not all fun and games. There are some serious considerations we need to address. Privacy, my friend, is a big one. These voice-controlled interfaces are always listening, just like that nosy neighbor who loves to eavesdrop on your conversations. But fear not, we need to ensure our users' privacy is protected. So, just like we set boundaries with our nosy neighbor, we need to clearly communicate what data we collect and obtain the user's consent. No spying, no funny business. And let's not forget about the diversity of voices and accents out there. Our voice-controlled interfaces need to be inclusive and respectful of everyone. They should understand your Southern drawl just as well as your New York City hustle. We don't want anyone feeling left out or having to resort to an outrageous British accent just to get their device to understand them, right? So let's summarize that real quick. And there you have it, my friend. Voice-controlled interfaces are about to revolutionize the world of UX design and innovation. They bring convenience, a natural and human-like interaction, and some seriously handy multitasking abilities to the table. But remember, with great power comes great responsibility. We must prioritize user privacy, ensure inclusivity, and always design with a sprinkle of fun and personality. Thank you for joining me on this lively episode of Future of UX.
Okay, my friends, what do you say about the AI version? I hope you enjoyed that. Now I will take over the real Patricia, and I want to dive into some tips and learnings when it comes to designing for voice-controlled interfaces. I actually want to share four topics with you. The first is that it definitely enhances the user experience. So voice-controlled interfaces offer a really intuitive and very natural way for users to interact with technology, just looking back at the example that AI Patricia shared with you. And by eliminating the need for any kind of physical inputs, pushing buttons, something like that, on a keyboard or touchscreens, user can engage with devices using their voice alone, so something they are doing all the day anyway. And this really provides a more seamless and hands-free experience, making interactions much more faster and easier and more accessible for a wide range of users. So UX designers really need to consider these voice interactions in their design to ensure that there is a cohesive and user-friendly experience across different devices and platforms. And having a look at the AI tools at the moment, there's a lot of like text input anyways. So the next step will be to have voice input, which is like the verbal version of the text input. Let's get to point number two, which is redefining interaction paradigms. So voice-controlled interfaces have the potential to redefine traditional interaction paradigms that we defined over the last 10, 20 years when it comes to UX design. So instead of relying on visual cues or physical actions, user can now also use their voice to accomplish certain tasks, already working with the smart assistants, for example, but not so much when it comes to any kind of like interfaces or work-related tasks, right? Like when you are working with Figma or any other tools, you never use your voice to do any kind of commands. So UX designers should really explore and also experiment with voice interactions to create innovative and engaging experience that leverage the power of AI. What I can recommend in that term is Adobe XD, where you can actually integrate voice commands, which is a really cool thing to prototype and to test your designs, or if you want to just like really explore this part. Point number three are the contextual understanding. So AI-powered assistants are becoming increasingly capable of really understanding context and conversations and nuances. This improves so much. You think about like the first times of using Alexa or Siri, there were like so many like misunderstandings, and this is improving a lot at the moment. And this really enables more natural and human-like interactions as the technology really grasps the user's intents and responds accordingly. And this, of course, is what we need, right? And we can leverage this contextual understanding to design more personalized and context-aware experiences. And by considering the user environment, preferences, history, designers can create interfaces that adapt and provide relevant information or actions. Here, the context is super important. Think about a user who is in a bus with a lot of people, or also at work, you know, with like a big office with a lot of colleagues next by. You can share any private information, and most people will actually be not comfortable like talking in public what they actually want, so they would like to keep that a little bit more private. This is probably not the best surrounding for voice interfaces. So it's very contextual and always really just depends on where the user is, what they want, and what's their personal need. And the last point are, of course, the ethical consideration. As with any technology, there are ethical considerations when it comes to voice-controlled interfaces. So privacy concerns arise, of course, due to the continuous listening and data collection, the nature of voice assistants. And we definitely must prioritize user privacy by clearly communicating data collection practices and obtaining user consent. So you have a look at Alexa, for example. When you use Amazon Alexa, you see online all the voice snippets that Alexa recorded, which is only basically the voice snippets that contain the like the code word that can be machine or Alexa, however you trained it. And then you can also delete everything online if you want to do that. Or you can disable the control by just like clicking one button, so it makes it very easier for the user to just do that if they're having like a more private conversation and want to make sure that no one is ever listening and not also with like a code word. So we as designers really need to ensure that voice interactions are inclusive and respectful of diverse user background and speech patterns. Also for the people who can't really speak or hear, how do we integrate them so accessibility will be a super important, interesting topic for them. So thank you, friends, for listening. I will just explain or summarize the 4 points real quick. First was really like enhancing the user experience with voice controlled interfaces, because like it has like improved so much the whole technology. Then point number two is redefining interaction paradigms. So the moment we have like so many rules for web design, but how do they really look for voice design? How can we combine all of that? So that would be an interesting challenge for us. Then contextual understanding, so where is the user, when does it really make sense to have some kind of like a voice input, when not so much. And then the ethical considerations, but always should be an important point in any design project, where we think about also accessibility, how do we include diverse user groups or the diverse user backgrounds, and also making it sure that privacy is prioritized. Okay, friends, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed the episode with me and, of course, the AI version of myself. Let me know what you think about it. Feel free to share that episode on Instagram or, yeah, rate it. That would be also really helpful. And, yeah, any questions, you can always reach out. Thank you so much for listening to the episode of The Future of UX. Stay tuned for more exciting discussions and about the evolving world of design and technology, and hear you in the future.